Hello, everybody. It is time for another Toolbox Tuesday. We are starting a new series this week. In addition to Toolbox Tuesday, we have more teas in the mix here that is going to be Team Talk, where we are speaking directly to you team members about some of the just dental education topics that we find a lot of team members are lacking or that their owner doctors just do not have time to go over with them. So we're going to be focusing on some of those topics, and we want to hear from you. What are some of those topics that you would like to hear us talk about? We have asked the same of your owner doctors. We've had question boxes out on our Instagram and pages to contribute and let us know which it is that you want to hear. So we're going to start right off the bat with a hot take topic, and that is talking about finances. And I am talking about finances specifically when it comes to business overhead expenses. I know a lot of people get super uncomfortable when it comes to talking about finances, right? People don't like to talk about their money. They don't like to talk about how much money that they are making. They don't like to talk about money with patients, but here's the real deal, right? We are in a business to make money. Right? We are not in a nonprofit industry. We are all coming for paychecks, and our doctors need to be paid, and they need to be covering overhead expenses for our practices. We are offering services to patients, and there is a cost for those services that we are offering to patients. So we need to make sure that we are just being honest with that. You know, if a patient doesn't pay their balance, we're not giving up our paycheck because they aren't paying their balance. Again, like, let's just kind of be real about what that is. So this is a business, and we just need to call it for what it is. And the reality is, if the business is not making money, we do not have jobs. Also something that we don't like to think about. I think a lot of us want to kind of bury our heads in the sand and like, oh, well, that's not going to happen. Again, most of us are working for smaller businesses, smaller doctor-owned businesses. If you're in a DSO or a corporate, that might be a different animal. But even then, those businesses still have to be profitable or your location is going to be shut down. We have seen this countrywide, even with huge franchises or huge chains where you think, oh, I'm working for this big corporation. My job is safe. I don't have to worry if the business isn't profitable. And we're seeing them shut down all over the place. So we don't want to have this false sense of security, and where we can really break through and make sure that we aren't just putting our heads in the sand with the false sense of security is to understand the basics about the business overhead expenses and what we individually do in our roles to help control that and to help make money for the business, because we have a literal vested interest in making sure that the businesses that we are working for make money. Well, I know that one of the first things that you're going to say is, Jennifer, that is not my problem, right? If I want to worry about the overhead expenses for a business and cost control and all of that, I'll just run my own business. Okay, that may be true, but the role that you play in the business, everyone has a role in this. And that's where I'm trying to help break down from an education standpoint. Because sure, if you want to worry about all those things, yes, run your own business, but you're going to be affected by it if you lose your job because the business that you are working for is not profitable. So that is what I am just trying to help clear the deck on. And the first part of this conversation is just understanding what the heck do overhead expenses actually mean. It is very easy for all of us. Patients think this all the time too, right? Well, I pay $1,000 for a crown or $2,000 for a crown, whatever your fees are in your area. And the doctor makes $1,000 or $2,000 for that crown, right? Or even if you do understand a little bit of the business, you think, oh, well, it's $1,000, it's $2,000 for the crown. Lab bill is a couple hundred bucks. The doctor's pocketing $800, $1,500, $1,800, whatever it is. That is not the case, okay? There are fixed overhead expenses and there are variable overhead expenses. I don't want to get too far into the weeds because we're not trying to, you know, make this into a CPA class, but fixed overhead expenses are the expenses that come whether we are making money or not, what it takes to turn on the lights on in the practices. So this is everything from insurance coverage to mortgages to practice loans. Those are all fixed expenses that those bills are coming regardless. Now, your variable expenses are the things that a lot of times the team members will have control over. So if you're hiring a new team member, payroll could be somewhat of a variable expense, dental supplies, lab bills, if you want to negotiate your lab bills. But in general, most practices have a percentage of what their overhead costs are every month. And for dental offices, those percentages are extremely high because the materials that we use are super expensive, right? We use the highest quality materials in our practices. If there is a shortage on something or all of a sudden fuel costs spike or import costs spike, we have to still buy those materials. We can't run to CVS to go get our composite material. If gloves, there's a shortage of gloves, we've all been through that before, right? It doesn't matter if the box of gloves is $15 or if it's $50. We have to buy it regardless. Masks, any PPE. Like I said, $15, $50, we have to buy it regardless. And we're not charging a dime more for that crown that day because the cost of gloves surged, right? So those are things to think about as far as where some of those overhead expenses come from. Most dental offices are running 70% plus in overhead, meaning that there is only a 30% or less profit margin. Okay, well, you say, hey, that's still a really big profit margin. The doctors are still taking home a lot of money. Okay. And in addition to that, there are taxes, there are savings that we have to put for the rainy day type of situation. And that is if we are hitting goal. Okay. And we all know, I don't think there's any practice alive, any business alive that hits goal week after week, month after month, right? There are dips, there are ebbs and flows. There's the family that got the flu and, blew apart your schedule for the day. So you have to be prepared to make up for some of those differences. And again, if a patient doesn't pay their balance, if we have a down month, we are paying that from our payroll. Our owner doctors are dipping into their savings to cover for that. Again, yes, that is the responsibility that they take on as business owners, but that runs out at some point in time. Elon Musk has a budget, right? There is only so much that you have to pull from. If that is happening week after week after week, month after month after month, that gravy train is going to run out at a certain point in time. Okay, so why do we care about this as team members? Because it is very easy for us to all say, well, that's not my problem. I shouldn't have to worry about that. But let's look at how we can participate in that. When we are talking about goals, when we talk about goals in our practices, we talk about it in the context of what does it take to pay the bills. That is the overhead expense that I'm talking about. And we have two numbers that we discuss with our team. One is the bare minimum. It's called BAM. I'll let you use your own imagination as to what the A stands for in that. Don't want to be censored as we have this come out here, but we have the bare minimum that it takes to pay our bills. That is loans, mortgages, everything that I was just talking about from a fixed expense standpoint. That is the bare minimum that it takes to pay our bills. And then we have our stretch goal. And this is where we have had all of our team members set what their financial goals are for the year. And then we have profit sharing plan that when we exceed our goal for the week, that everyone gets to share in those profits. It is literally profit sharing. So that stretch goal is what it takes for everyone to reach their individual income goal. But the bills are not being paid if we don't hit that first number. So that is my challenge for you this week is if you don't know what that number is, or you don't understand why you have the daily goal set that you do, talk to your owner doctors about it. And not in a sense of like, hey, you're trying to get in their business and get involved in all their personal finances. You want to understand what it is that you need to do as an individual team member and why to help us reach the goal. Because you don't want to lose your job, right? If you did, you'd be looking for another one already. Yeah, sometimes that happens and we have to move on, but it's stressful. You got to start all over again. So what can we do? Because that's a truth that every business has. Just because you go somewhere else down the street doesn't mean that they aren't having the same challenges. So the more that you understand, the more knowledge that you have, the more empowered that you can be to help make an impact on that for your office. So really understanding, hey, what is that goal that we need to hit every day and why? Is that to cover the basics from an overhead expense standpoint? Now let's look at some of the variable expenses, how we might be able to rein those in. And then is there a way that we can have profit sharing as a team so that we're all rewarded when we're doing better with these things? So we're going to continue this conversation again. I know that the finances are a heavy one, but it's a super important one because again, we are in business and we're in business to make money. Again, no one is volunteering their time here. So let's figure out how we can make that work for our team members, for our owner doctors, and for our patients. Let's make sure we're all rowing in the same direction. If your team would like some help with kind of setting this up, or like, hey, we don't have any idea what the overhead expenses are. We don't even know what our daily goal is supposed to be. Feel free to reach out, have your owner doctors reach out, connect at pivotdentalsolutions.com. We'd be happy to chat with you about how we present these things to our team members. We're also on all the social media pages, so feel free. We're happy to help talk with you about that, and we'll be back for more team talk. That's what we're going to focus on over the next couple of weeks. Hope that everybody has a great day.